Anti-Israel protesters trash Columbus Memorial, vandalize Liberty Bell. By Paul Bois on July 25, 2024. Anti-Israel protesters vandalized the Columbus Memorial in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday in response to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit. Netanyahu issued an address to Congress as protesters burned American flags and vandalized monuments like the Liberty Bell with painted graffiti. U.S. Park Police said in a statement that a permit was revoked for gatherings in Columbus Circle, the area surrounding Union Station. Crowds were ordered to leave the area. A crowd in Columbus Circle is engaged in criminal activity and confronting law enforcement on scene, the agency said. USPP is attempting to de-escalate and contact the event organizer for help. Related, our flag was still there. FMR. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai sets Old Glory after anti-Israel DC protests. The Liberty Bell replica had been gifted by the American Legion, a veteran advocacy organization, per Mediaite. Protesters outside Union Station clashed with U.S. Park Police attempting to prevent them from taking down and burning U.S. flags. Some protesters were witnessed tearing down the U.S. flags and replacing them with Palestinian flags, as police sprayed them with tear gas. Activists were also seen vandalizing the Columbus Memorial Fountain and the nearby D.C. Freedom Bell with spray paint. Several members of Congress boycotted Netanyahu's speech or subtly heckled it on Wednesday. Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, was seen holding a sign that said "War Criminal." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes and can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ ProlandFilms.